The worst call is the one the next day. It still isn't working. Most callbacks start in the first minute, not in the tool bag. Your words set scope, time, and proof. Simple talk, clean steps, clear numbers. Promise only what policy and license allow. Listen first, then lead. Explain checks in plain speech. Give options in writing before you touch a tool. Update when plans shift. Prove the fix with live readings and photos. Close with warranty terms read aloud. Set a next-day check-in before you leave. This field guide gives you a talk track for first-time fixes. Confirm, listen, explain, offer options, update, prove, close, and rescue rough moments without free work outside policy. Use short lines. Use numbers twice for the ear. Keep dignity on both sides of the door. You leave a safe job site, a clear invoice, and a customer who knows what was done, why it was needed, and how to reach you if anything changes. Chapter 1. First 60 Seconds, First Trust. Hook. Win the next day by earning trust in the first minute. Scope. Use this for residential service calls at the door. Not for remote support or large job walkthroughs. Safety. Wear clean shoe covers. Keep hands clear of pets and small children. Do not touch equipment until consent is clear. Follow local code and company policy for ID and privacy. Tools and materials. Phone with pre-arrival text template, photo ID badge, clean shoe covers, small floor mat, notepad, pen, business card, disinfectant wipes. Setup, park safely. Silence music. Quick breath. Check uniform. Stage shoe covers, ID, and notepad within reach. Review the customer name and the service order. Steps. Send the pre-arrival text 5 minutes out. State your name and the time window. At the door, show ID. Step onto the mat. Slip on shoe covers. Offer a one-line agenda. I will listen first, then run checks, then show proof and options. Ask for 2 minutes to hear the full story. Do not interrupt. Echo the problem in plain words. Use one sentence. Confirm the main symptom and when it shows up. Ask for permission to lead the checks. State where you will start and how long the first round takes. Set expectations for updates. Promise a quick summary before any work begins. Note any access limits or safety issues. Log them on the pad in clear print. Verify. Listen timer hits 2 minutes. Customer nods or says yes to your plan. Agenda repeated back in your words without confusion. Time window restated in clear minutes. Common fails, talking before listening. Fix, pause, ask for 2 minutes, resume. No ID at the door. Fix, present badge now and apologize for the delay. Jargon in the echo. Fix, swap adjectives for numbers or simple terms. Document, save a screenshot of the pre-arrival text with timestamp. Photograph shoe covers at the threshold. Write the one-line echo on the pad and circle it. Obtain a simple yes to checks on paper or on the work order. Inspectors and auditors look for timestamps, consent in writing, and proof of clean entry. Recap, confirm arrival and agenda in one line. Listen for 2 minutes without a break. Echo in plain words, gain permission, and start checks. Chapter 2, Plain Talk Diagnosis Script. Hook, say what you checked, what you found, and what it means in words the customer can repeat. Scope. Use this during in-home diagnosis for common residential systems, not for deep teardown investigations or multi-day jobs. Safety. Wear eye protection and gloves. Confirm power is safe before opening any panel. Keep the work area clear. Do not touch equipment without consent. Tools and materials, notepad and thick tip marker, small stand or clipboard the customer can see, tape for quick labels, simple diagram sheet, flashlight, basic meter as required by license, camera for readings and photos. Setup. Place the pad where the customer can see it. Explain your three-part method. Set a short time window for the first round of checks. Tell the customer you will speak numbers, not adjectives. Steps. Frame the method. Say, I will cover three things. What I checked. What I found. What it means for you. Define one key term once. Example. Delta T means temperature difference between return and supply. Higher than normal can point to airflow limits. Run the first check and speak the numbers. Example. Return air is 72 degrees. Supply is 53. Delta T is 19 degrees. State the threshold twice. Example. Target is 18 to 22 degrees. Repeat. 18 to 22. Use an if-then branch. If the filter is packed with dust, we replace it and retest. If the numbers do not improve, we check blower speed next. Write the three-part summary on the pad in large print. Keep each line to 7 words or fewer. After each mini block, pause and ask, "Does this make sense so far?" Finish the round with a plain cause line. Cause today points to airflow restriction, likely filter and coil dust, based on these numbers. Verify. The customer can restate the cause in one sentence. Numbers are written where they can see them. Thresholds were spoken twice. Your time window for the next step is clear. Common fails, talking in adjectives like good or bad. Fix, replace with numbers and arrange. Stacking jargon. Fix, define one term once, then use plain words. Facing the panel while speaking. Fix, turn and face the customer before you share findings. Document. Photograph the pad notes and the meter display with time stamp. Label photos with check name and value. Save a quick shot of any label you placed. Auditors look for visible findings, threshold ranges, and a customer-facing summary. Recap. Use the three-part explainback every time. Speak numbers and repeat the target range. Write the cause in one clear line the customer can repeat. Chapter 3. Options and authorization. Hook. Get clear go-ahead before you touch a tool. Scope. Use this to present repair choices on residential service calls, not for multi-day projects or full system replacements. Safety. Speak in a calm place away from blades, fans, or open panels. Keep tools down while you review options. Follow local code and company policy for contracts and signatures. Tools and materials, written options sheet, thick tip marker, change order slip, payment device or link, work order with signature line, clock or timer. Setup, move to a counter or table. Put the options sheet where the customer can see it. Set a short time window for questions. Tell them you will show 3 choices with scope, time, and risk. Steps. Present good, better, best. 1 line each for scope, time window, and risk. List what is included and what is not included for the chosen option. State 1 clear decline risk line. Say the result if a listed item is declined. Confirm price, deposit, and payment timing. Speak the deposit twice. Read the start time and finish window aloud. Ask the customer to repeat it back. Get consent in writing with name and timestamp. Do not start work until you see the signature. Explain simple change order language for new findings. Show where you will write it if needed. Hand the customer a copy of the signed option before work begins. Verify. The customer can repeat the choice in their own words. Deposit amount is spoken twice. You have a signature with timestamp. The start time and finish window are written and read back. Common fails, vague scope lines. Fix with 2 specifics and a time window. Missing not included list. Fix by adding a small box that names exclusions. Starting work before consent. Fix by pausing and pointing to the signature line. Document. Photograph the options sheet with the chosen line circled. Save the signed work order with timestamp. Attach any decline of recommended items with the decline risk line visible. Auditors look for clear scope, exclusions, consent, payment timing, and a copy given to the customer. Recap. Show 3 options with scope, time, and risk. Get written consent with deposit and time window. Use a simple change order for anything new. Chapter 4. No surprise work updates. Hook. Hold trust with brief, timed updates. Scope. Use this during active repair on residential calls. Not for multi-day installs or when a separate project manager runs communication. Safety. Keep guards on. Power down before long pauses. Tape off trip areas. Store sharp tools out of reach. Follow local code and company policy for site safety. Tools and materials, notepad or tablet, change order slip, blue tape for quick labels, debris bag, small broom, cord ties, camera for time-stamped photos. Setup. Tell the customer your update rhythm before you start. Pick a clear interval, such as every 20 minutes. Place the pad where they can see key notes. Set a short phrase for updates, status, next step, time to the next check-in. Steps. Start with a time promise. First update in 20 minutes. Write it and say it twice. Give micro updates at natural breaks. Use 3 parts. What you did, what comes next, when you will check back. If a delay appears, name the cause and set a new window. Speak the new window twice and write it. If you must leave the site, say why what stays safe and the return window. Secure panels and tools before you go. For any add-on findings, stop. Photo it, write one line of risk, issue a micro-change order with scope, time, and price. Get approval before work. Keep the workspace neat. Tie cords, bag debris, wipe the path at each break. Invite a quick look if the customer asks. Before any plan change, restate the impact on time and cost. Wait for a yes in writing. Log each update with a timestamp. Circle the next promised window. Verify. The customer can repeat the next update time in their own words. Any change order shows scope, time, and price with a signature. Walk paths are clear. Panels are secure when you pause. Common fails, silent scope changes. Fix by stopping and issuing a micro change order. Letting windows lapse. Fix by updating early if you see the slip coming. Long technical speeches. Fix by using the three-part update and one number the customer can hold. Document. Photo the work area at each break. Save a shot of the update note with timestamp. Attach change orders with before photos. Auditors look for clear time promises, reasons for delays, written approvals, and a tidy site. Recap. Set an update rhythm. Speak cause and new time when plans shift. Write and photo every change before you move. Chapter 5. Test out and proof. Hook. Prove the fix with live numbers and photos the customer can keep. Scope. Use this at the end of a residential repair. Not for factory startups or multi-day installs. Safety. Close panels before power-ups. Keep hands clear of moving parts. Reset breakers and gas valves with care. Remove tools from the work path. Confirm the area is safe for the customer to stand nearby. Tools and materials. Meter, manometer if gas is involved, thermometer, camera or phone, before and after photo sheet, simple checklist, soap solution, flashlight, small tags for labels. Setup. Invite the customer to watch the test out. Tell them what pass looks like in numbers. Place the checklist on a counter. Open your camera so photos save with timestamps. Steps. State the targets. Example. Supply temperature drop target is 18 to 22 degrees. Repeat. 18 to 22. Run the unit and read live numbers. Say each reading and write it. Example. Return air is 73. Supply is 54. Delta is 19. Show the meter display. Take a photo of the screen. Take a photo of the gauge if used. Do the safety reset. Breakers on, gas valves set, panels closed, tools cleared. Perform a soap test on any opened gas joint. Say no bubbles seen. Photo the joint. Take clear before and after photos of the repair area. Label them before and after. Teach one owner check. Example. Replace the filter on the first of each month for the next 2 months. Fill the checklist. Circle the numbers that meet spec. Hand the checklist to the customer. Verify. Readings meet target ranges. You spoke the target twice. Photos show the meter and the fixed area. The safety reset is complete. The customer can say the number that proves the fix in one line. Common fails. Hiding tests from the customer. Fix by inviting them to see each step. Vague claims like works great. Fix by using numbers and ranges. Skipping the safety reset. Fix by walking the reset line by line before you step away. Document. Save meter photos with time stamps. Save before and after photos with labels. Attach the completed checklist to the work order. Auditors look for ranges spoken twice, live readings, clear photos, and a checked safety reset. Recap. Say the targets. Show live numbers and photos. Reset for safety. Teach one owner check. Leave a checklist the customer can keep. Chapter 6. Closeout and prevention. Hook. Leave proof, clear terms, and a plan that prevents a callback. Scope. Use this at the end of a residential repair visit. Not for full replacements or multi-day installs. Safety. Power is safe. Work area is clean and dry. Sharp tools and ladders are put away. Invite the customer to a well-lit counter for the closeout. Tools and materials. Printed or digital invoice, before and after photos, test checklist from Chapter 5, warranty sheet, maintenance schedule card, review request card, phone set to send next day check in text. Setup, lay the photos and checklist on the counter. Open the invoice. Keep the tone calm. Tell the customer you will cover three things. Summary, warranty, prevention. Steps, summarize the work in three lines with numbers. Say the key reading twice. Example. Delta T is 19. Repeat. 19. Walk the invoice. Point to labor, parts, and tax. Read the total once. Pause for questions. Read the warranty terms aloud. Point to the start date and end date. State what is covered and what is not covered. Set prevention steps. Give a simple maintenance schedule. Example: change the filter on the first of each month for 2 months. Then check it on the 15th. Teach one owner check that fits the repair. Keep it simple and safe. Write it on the invoice notes. Confirm how to reach you. Provide the phone line and office hours by voice. Offer a card. Ask for honest feedback in an ethical way. Example: was the visit clear and tidy? Thank them for any note they share. Schedule the follow-up. Set an automatic next-day check-in text. Say the time out loud and show the message preview. Verify. The customer can repeat the warranty window in one line. They can state the key number that proves the fix. The invoice total and payment are clear. The follow-up text time is shown and accepted. Common fails: overpromising. Fix by reading the written warranty and stopping there. Rushing the invoice. Fix by pointing to each line and pausing. Pushy review talk. Fix by asking for honest feedback without pressure. Document: attach the signed invoice. Save the before and after photos with labels. Keep the test checklist. Add a note with the owner check and the maintenance dates. Screenshot the scheduled check in text with timestamp. Auditors look for a three-line summary: warranty read aloud, prevention plan, and proof of follow-up. Recap: three lines with numbers. Warranty terms read aloud. Prevention steps and owner check. Clear contact path and a scheduled next-day check-in. Chapter 7: Friction and Saves. Hook: turn a still does it call into a save inside policy. Scope: use this after a recent repair when a customer reports a return of symptoms. This fits residential service within a normal warranty window, not for full replacements or long-running construction projects. Safety: do not ask the customer to remove covers or touch live parts. No step that exposes blades, gas, or high voltage. Keep advice to safe checks only. Follow local code and company policy. Do not diagnose outside your license. Tools and materials: phone or text script, job notes with photos and readings, warranty policy sheet, escalation map with names and numbers, calendar access for priority slots, template for summary message. Setup: read yesterday's notes, photos, and final numbers. Confirm warranty dates. Take one slow breath. Set a calm tone before you dial. Steps: start the three-sentence de-escalation. Hear the concern. Name the impact. Offer one next step with a time. Verify the customer and the address. Open the last work order so you can see the proof numbers. Ask one clear symptom question. Echo it back in plain words so you both agree on what is happening. Test warranty status. Use the date on the invoice and the written terms. If the symptom is the same inside the window, treat it as warranty. Offer safe checks only. Thermostat set, filter present, breaker on, drain clear at the visible trap. Stop there. Choose the path. If the issue is inside warranty, book a priority return. If it appears new or outside warranty, read the visit charge and ask for consent before dispatch. If you need a lead or supervisor, escalate now. Give the name and time the leader will call back. Send a written summary. Include the plan, the time window, and any charge approved. Ask the customer to reply yes to confirm. Verify. The customer can repeat the plan in one line. Warranty or billable is marked in the ticket. A time window is on the calendar. You have a written yes in the thread. Common fails: guessing the cause on the phone. Fix by naming only what you will test on site. Getting defensive. Fix by naming the impact and staying neutral. Promising free work outside policy. Fix by reading the written terms and stopping there. Document: add a call note with timestamp and the three-sentence de-escalation. Attach the summary message. Flag warranty or billable. Screenshot the booked window. If you return, photo the new test numbers and add them to the same thread. Recap: hear name and set the next step. Check the dates and the terms. Offer only safe checks. Book the right path and confirm it in writing.